T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Successful media and public affairs consultant, accomplished entrepreneur and national writer and contributor, attorney who served in the Missouri House of Representatives, worked in the White House and CNN, thought leader, entrepreneur, and host who takes the conversation to the next level.
Prepare to get rare access to fascinating guests.
You're connected. You have the it factor. You've joined
Grill Nation.
Everybody over there!
Get over there!
Everybody up there!
Get into it!
Connect with Jason on Twitter at Jason Grill. Connect with the show on Twitter at Grill Nation Show and online at grillnationshow.com.
Welcome your host of Grill Nation, always dressed up and ready to go, even in a radio studio. Here's Jason Grill.
Hello and welcome to the Grill Nation Show. I'm your host, Jason Grill. Thanks for joining me today on 980 AM, KMVZ, as well as on iTunes if you're listening via podcast, and at grillnationshow.com, where you can find all of our guests, information about each of our shows, and our show sponsors and show partners and supporters, who I want to mention here off the top before we get to our guests today. Title sponsors of the show are Trust, MoBank, BOK Financial, and Two West Advisors and Ryan Rink. Contributors to the Grill Nation show include The Rieger and Jay Rieger & Co., KCADC, One Light Luxury Apartments, and Reactor Design Studios. One of those new contributors and partners of the show is joining me today. Very excited. I've mentioned this on a few of our past shows that KCADC will be doing a quarterly show. Today is our first one, and it's very exciting because they do great work over there. I've had the opportunity over the years to work with our guest today, as well as with other folks who do a really good job over at KCADC. So I'm excited to learn more about what they're doing and also learn more about talent in Kansas City and ways that KCADC is making Kansas City a better place for all of our businesses and job creators and upcoming superstars, if you will, in the business world. So joining me today to start is Jessica Palm, who's the managing director of Team KC at the Kansas City Area Development Council. Welcome to the show, Jessica. How are you?
Hi, I'm well. How are you?
Good, thank you. For those of us who don't know you and don't know KCADC and what you do at Team KC, before we get to the guests that you brought in, which we'll have in our second segment, tell us a little bit about what you do at KCADC and what Team KC is.
Sure. KCADC, the Kansas City Area Development Council, is a nonprofit organization. We are the regional economic development group for Kansas City. We represent Kansas and Missouri, 18 counties. It's 50 communities and home to about 2.5 million people. We are essentially the sales and marketing team for the region. So we attract new investment into the Kansas City market, great new companies coming into Kansas City, as well as talent and people that work and live in the Kansas City region.
That's exciting. It's always fun. You had a great job.
Yeah.
And we'll go out and promote Kansas City. So your website is thinkkc.com if you want to check it out. And you've been there for a while now, right?
Yes.
It's been a few years.
I just celebrated 7 years at KCADC.
You must like your job, huh?
I do. It's never the same day twice, which is great.
You started Team KC a few years ago. Is that right?
Right. So KCADC has had some sort of talent initiative for 13 years. And companies were coming to us as we were attracting business into the market and said, hey, you sell Kansas City for business. What about people? We have great positions that we need to fill. We need to relocate some key executives into our market. How can you help us do that? Do you have a map or a brochure? And we thought we can do a little bit better than a brochure on Kansas City. So we actually commissioned a study back in 2006 called The Young and the Restless, which was all about millennials before they were really a thing. And the survey and research proved that 80% of people pick a city and a lifestyle before they pick the actual job itself. So we knew that Kansas City needed to get into the game as it relates to talent. And Team KC was born thereafter. and now has 250 companies, top employers that we work with. Mm. It's a network of almost 800 recruiters and HR executives in Kansas City. And we essentially do storytelling on the Kansas City market as it relates to living and working in our region, and walk alongside all of the different companies and their talent acquisition and retention efforts.
You guys have a lot of resources too on your website at thinkkc.com. It's amazing all the different things you all do. I mean, Team KC.
Yeah. So when you
digital
think
content,
videos,
gift boxes, videos,
custom websites,
yeah,
all sorts of great stuff. We have a huge intern program that we basically keep the social calendar for thousands of interns over the summer that are interning at the different companies. We drill down as far into the make or break that might be in existence when somebody's interviewing at a company. Mm-hmm. So soccer clubs for kids, or I do a lot of networking and I need to find a nonprofit board to join. We are that hidden resource for everything Kansas City. So a company can focus on their company, the position, the culture within their organization. And we're the experts on Kansas City to make sure that those individuals fall in love with the region as well as the job that they're applying to.
And we're going to talk about the internship programs here with a few of our guests that will be on after the break. Exciting to talk to them about all the things you guys do with the local businesses and with recruitment. How have things changed since you've been there over 7 years with Kansas City as a national player? Have you noticed a lot of change recently?
Absolutely. You know, when I started at KCADC, there was a lot still of Cowtown and Dorothy and Toto and flyover mm-hmm. as the perception or lack of perception on Kansas City. And in particular, in the last 5 years, Kansas City not only I feel like has come into its own, and we have that pride of our city and our region, and we're telling our story more than we ever have before, but nationally and internationally, Kansas City is making big strides and is competing not only with bigger markets, just like talent and companies here pulling talent from other markets than they have in the past, mm-hmm. but we're also competing at a global level in the industries that we represent in the market. So whether it's top five for global design with architecture and engineering, or largest concentration of animal health assets, or an e-commerce hub with freight-based logistics, Kansas City's winning, and we're competing with the big top cities now, which is great to see us in line with some good company.
It's really cool, and there's a lot of momentum, I think, too. Your job is, while it's not easy, it's getting easier than it was probably 7 years ago.
Yeah, now it's taking things up a notch, I feel like. Mm-hmm. So we have surpassed that perception of, oh, there's nothing to do in Kansas City, and now it's, hey, there's a lot to do in Kansas City, but I'm going to ask more particular questions because I want the lifestyle that I have in the market that I had before, right? So how do I find more involvement and more engagement and that awesome ramen shop that I have in my current neighborhood, right?
Yes. Jessica Palm is with us. Okay, after the break, we're going to get to the show, the main topic of the show. Talk to us, just preview before you bring on your guest, who's going to be joining us today.
Sure. So the Team KC Network, as I mentioned, has 800 recruiters in it. I'm really excited to have two of them with us today. Sarah Slocum is the university campus recruiting lead at Garmin International, and Sasha Maslenka with Burns & McDonnell is a recruiter on the college team, and they are leading the charge with all things talent and young professionals in their organizations.
It's going to be really cool to talk to them, just to kind of hear about their backgrounds. You know, they've both, from what I've researched, have both been in the recruiting industry for a decent amount of time. So interesting to see kind of how things have changed on their end, working for two really great worldwide known companies, and just the talent recruitment and just the competitiveness to get interns and talent here into Kansas City. I'm real interested to pick their brains about how that works and what people think when they come here for the first time.
Absolutely. And Sasha and Sarah compete for talent every day. So the fact that they're sitting with us in the room together, they share their best practices under the safe zone of Team KC and working in the spirit of co-opetition with 800 of their peers is certainly something to speak volumes about.
I'm looking forward to it. After the break, we'll have more Grill Nation, bringing in Sasha and Sarah to join Jessica here on the show. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Grill Nation Show on 980 AM KMBZ. Also, I appreciate you listening today. If you're listening via podcast in your car, at the gym, or wherever you are, on iTunes, as well as at grillnationshow.com. Very excited to have on the KCADC team today. Really cool content, and excited to see what you all are doing here in Kansas City. We have Jessica Palm, who joined us in our first segment today. She is the managing director of the Team KC at the Kansas City Area Development Council. I'm also joined by Sasha Maslanka from Burns and McDonald. She's the college recruiter. And Sarah Slocum, who is with Garmin. She's the university relations recruiting team leader at Garmin International. Welcome to the show. Great to have you all with me today. Looking forward to talking. How are you today?
I'm good.
Jessica kind of introduced you guys. Why don't each of you take some time to talk a little bit about your background and what you do at your organization? So we'll start with Sasha.
Sure, absolutely. So I have been, had the honor, I should say, of working at Burns & Mac for 4 years now. And during that time, I've been on our college recruitment team, focusing on recruiting interns each year for our intern program, and then the new grads, which we consider those senior college students or master's college students that are ready to enter the workforce. So in addition to the recruitment, there's, as to probably most everyone's job, there's a lot more that goes on than just, you know, bringing people on board. So there's a lot of programming that we focus on as a team for our interns, and then also kind of that first year kind of onboarding experience for our new grads as well. So
how did you get into recruiting? That's interesting to me. Like what led you to this career?
I have a finance degree, so okay. The path is fun. But I graduated from the University of Central Missouri and decided I didn't want to do finance, but I really liked giving campus tours and, you know, recruiting students, my peers at that point, to the university. So I basically continued on after I graduated as a admissions representative for the university to recruit high school students to come to college, and is just kind of a natural progression now, recruit college students to come to work.
That's awesome. And Sarah,
yeah,
you are at Garmin, and tell us about your background.
Yeah, so I'm the university recruiting team lead at Garmin, and so we recruit about 300 internship and early career engineers specifically to Garmin. The majority of what the hiring that we do is here in the Olathe, Kansas, or headquarters, but we also support 14 locations around the country. And so we do recruiting, intern program management, and then I also manage Garmin Career social media. So really active with promoting our brand and our college program on Instagram and Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter.
So you've got a long career too of being in recruiting.
Yeah, a few years.
So what brought you to this lifestyle? And it's just, my mom was in HR for 41 years at the same place. And so she always talks to me when I was in high school and college about my resume and stuff and just, you know, all of these different things. And I always thought it was interesting to talk to her about all the different people that she's come encountered with, like you guys do. Tell us about why you got into recruiting.
Well, I feel like I have a passion for helping people, and I actually started out in social work.
Oh, good.
And so I was doing a lot of volunteer work for Head Start, and I have a really big heart and probably got a little too connected to some of the people that I was trying to help.
Right.
And so in talking to a mentor I have, they recommended HR, and so I started out as a recruiting assistant and just found a passion for college recruiting, and so it's been a large part of my career and something that I just find myself constantly being pulled back to. I just love working with the students. There's something very energizing about being out on campus and just helping young people, you know, form their career and just watching them grow. I love it.
We need to pick their brains, Jessica, about ways to improve our own LinkedIn profile and our own resumes and whatnot. I think it's
absolutely
pretty cool. You guys have seen a lot of different things. What are a couple of the things you look for when you're talking to a college student? What are the things that jump out off the page? So if case we have any college students listening today.
Absolutely. So I think that one big thing for college students is to remember is that at their career fairs, they have an opportunity to sell themselves and pitch themselves at career fairs. And it's a great way to get in front of that. A ton of employers all at one time, but you know, we take engineers out to campus with us, and we take resumes at those career fairs and online, obviously. But you know, from a Garmin perspective, we're electronics and consumer electronics, so we focus on GPA. We have a 3.0 GPA requirement. We like to see that they're involved in campus, or maybe they were in FIRST Robotics in high school. Mm-hmm. And then what are some things you guys like to see?
Yeah, so definitely the exact same. Kind of that well-rounded triangle of academics, extracurriculars, and then kind of the other areas, we'll call them. So leadership skills or sure. Where are you spending your time? So that's exactly, you know, when we're specifically just looking at resumes, we're scanning through your academics, so GPA, classes you've taken, previous work experience, if you've had applicable internships, which is always a laughing point when you are looking for an internship. and then just those extracurriculars, how are you spending your time outside of work and school?
When do we're talking about internship programs here today. When do you kind of start looking at students? Like how old are they in school and when can they apply for an internship at your organization?
Well, we're currently exploring internships at the high school level. We don't have any high school interns. I know other companies in Kansas City do. But we try and, in all full transparency, we try and focus on the junior level because the goal of the internship program is to convert them into full-time associates. Mm-hmm. But we have about 241 interns this summer, and there are freshmen and sophomores in that mix as well. But I would say the large majority are kind of in that sophomore junior level.
Wow, that's a lot. Yeah. That's more than I thought you'd
just
have.
Just a few.
241, and I'm sure there's thousands that apply for an organization like yours. Interesting. What about you over at Burns & Mac?
Yeah, so probably the exact same in that we'll have a few sprinkled in of high school students. We have a few this summer that we've kind of maintained. We run a pretty awesome K-12 program where we host summer camps over the summer where it's just kind of STEM education for, specifically we host one that is for high school seniors that have graduated that are going into their freshman year of college. We call it Engineering U. Mm-hmm. And that's our way of exposing those early on students that don't necessarily have the abundant internship opportunities that the juniors and seniors have. So of the 280 that we have nationwide, we have about half of those here in Kansas City. And I'd say, you know, the same as Sarah, majority of those are those juniors and seniors in the hopes to that not only do they do great, but they love their experience at Burns & Mac and convert full time at the end of the summer.
It's a bit interesting you mentioned high school students, Jessica, as well as Sasha and Sarah, because I'm noticing that's a trend, right? A lot of schools are doing things where mentorship programs with high school students going to a law firm or going to, you know, Garmin or to Burns and McDonald to like work in their specific industries, getting out there. And that seems to be a new trend from when I was in high school. I mean, you might have had an internship or worked as a waiter or a mowing grasses or whatnot. But I worked at a bank, I think. And that was kind of the cool thing back then was being a bank teller and learning about finance. But I feel like now, like, people and industries are more willing to take on high school students. Is that something y'all are seeing too? As far as like mentorship programs or extra credit or school credit? Because it seems to me it's more than just college students.
Absolutely. From a Team KC perspective and the major employers in the Kansas City area, there's a really strong pull for workforce development efforts. So, mm-hmm. We will hear that companies want to send engineers to a fifth grade pizza party to get them excited about STEM education and mm-hmm. In particular women in STEM, right?
Right.
So getting girls excited about math and science and technology. But unemployment is the lowest it's been in 17 years. And
in the U.S. or in Kansas City?
In the U.S. and in Kansas City, we sit below the U.S. average. So Kansas City right now is sitting at 3.3% unemployment, which means we're fully employed as a region. That's important to us, and we have to keep understanding that trend because companies are hiring and continuing to hire more than ever before coming out of the recession. So for us,
getting in front of students right away and helping companies get in front of our educators and counselors and parents, that allows them to understand their career pathways, which not only helps the companies and the students, but it also helps grow Kansas City.
That's right. Mm-hmm. On the next segment, I want to talk about how both of you guys interact with KCADC and Team KC, but talk to us real quickly about some of the things you guys do that are cool for interns to build that culture with your internship class for your organization.
Yeah, well, next week we have Navigating Garmin Day, and that is an opportunity for all of our interns, regardless of which segment that they work in. A lot of people associate Garmin with the GPS on, you know, the dashboard of your car. And so we have aviation, marine, automotive, fitness and outdoor. And so the interns will have an opportunity to go around and explore each segment and each discipline of engineering within Garmin. So we're really, it's kind of a new program this year we're excited about. And then
awesome.
In mid-July, we'll invite the interns' families to come to Garmin and fly our flight simulator and a chance to win cool products and just see, you know, where their children are working for the
summer. That's awesome. That's awesome. What about you over there, Sasha?
Absolutely. So we're really excited about one of our sessions we're hosting this summer for our interns to expose them to the different industries that Burns & Mac is in. So Burns & Mac being in 10 different industries, and you're a, for example, an electrical engineer interning in one of those. What we've done is we've planned a panel presentation that talks about what one electrical engineer can be doing in a certain area, and what, you know, how the mechanical engineers interact with them, and what the construction side looks like. So that whole picture.
That'll be a lot of fun. We're going to talk more about that after the break. You're listening to Grill Nation. Thanks for joining us today.
I got that sunshine in my pocket. Got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops.
Welcome back to the Grill Nation Show. I appreciate you sticking with us today on 980 AM KMBZ. I'm your host, Jason Grill. Appreciate you listening as well on podcast and on grillnationshow.com. Had a lot of fun so far with Jessica Palm from KCADC. Their website is thinkkc.com. Jessica is the managing director of Team KC at the KCADC. Also with us today is Sasha Maslenka, who is the college recruiter at Burns & McDonald, and Sarah Slocum, who is with Garmin. She is the university relations recruiting team leader. Both of these great people have a lot of experience in recruiting, and Jessica has been with KCADC for 7 years. So I want to talk about kind of how you guys all got connected to KCADC and to this great program with internships and recruiting more talent to Kansas City. How did that all happen? How'd you guys all meet, and talk about the evolution of that?
Sure.
Who wants to start?
So Team KC is an initiative of the Kansas City Area Development Council, and we are a nonprofit that grows Kansas City in our region, so a big footprint. And we have amazing support from the private sector, from Burns McDonnell and Garmin and several other top employers in the region. And as the conversation around talent became more prevalent within our region, Kansas City needed to step up in attraction and retention of great people and selling our community. These lovely ladies with two of our employers got involved with us under the spirit of co-opetition. We're all competing for talent, but we are more powerful if we work together. So Team KC was creative and has a collective of more than 800 recruiters in the Kansas City market who are all competing for talent, but know that they need to work together to create solutions so that Kansas City as a whole can win.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how we
all
got
together. So you guys are friendly then?
Yes.
And what do you guys, what do you utilize at KCADC and Team KC with this program? I mean, how does it help you reach your goals? How does KCADC help you reach your goals?
Well, I feel like at Garmin, you know, we definitely see KCADC and Team KC as an extension of our recruiting process. Our number one reason for declines is location. We, every day, we are fighting to, people have this draw to the West Coast, especially from a tech perspective. And so, you know, starting in the early fall when we're recruiting talent to Kansas City, Jessica and Team KC come out to Garmin when we have software engineers from all over the country come in town, and they highlight Kansas City Jessica went on a tour with us last year, took an entire group of software engineers on a tour of Kansas City, and they just really help us showcase and sell, you know, the lifestyle of living in Kansas City. And we're so grateful for that. And then during my KC, during the summer, Angela Orr sends out weekly emails about all the cool things going on in Kansas City. I personally learn something new every week about what's going on in the city. And so it's just a great tie to, we have, of our 241 interns, about 140 are from outside the Kansas City area. So we're working hard.
Over 50%.
Over 50%. So we're working hard to not only sell them on Garmin, but this region. Mm-hmm. And so we just, they're an amazing resource for anything and everything that we need related to Kansas City.
You mentioned MyKC. What is that again, Jessica?
Sure. MyKC is our regional intern program. Mm-hmm. So the companies in Kansas City recruit their interns, and they plug into MyKC. We essentially keep a social calendar and get them plugged in so they meet other young professionals in Kansas City while they're spending 90 days in the market over the summer. Mm-hmm. They get to hear about all of the awesome stuff happening in Kansas City, from best places to brunch to hackathons to slam poetry, anything and everything Kansas City. And we plan events at the beginning of the summer so that interns at all the different companies can get to know each other and make friends. The whole point is that they're not sitting at home watching Netflix on a Friday night, but they're meeting other young people, falling in love with Kansas City, getting plugged in, and saying yes to the job offer at the end of the summer.
Mm. And Sasha, talk to us about you guys and how you interact and why you're excited about it. Definitely. None of this stuff existed when I was doing internships. I mean, really, truthfully, you didn't have these networks being built.
Sure.
You weren't able, you didn't know people. I mean, maybe you meet someone at a bar from whatever, or at a sporting event from wherever, but you weren't plugged into all of these different companies all at one time.
Right. Yeah. I think Sarah said it perfectly when she said extension. That's exactly what KCADC is for us. It allows us to share the amazing things about Kansas City with our candidates without having us invent the wheel. KCADC has done that work, and done it really well, I should say. Mm-hmm. In regards to the MyKC and partnering with events and, some of the really cool ones, we this past week, hosted what we call Grow to Gen KC. So it's a partnership event with KCADC and, a Kansas City Chamber Young Professionals Board called Gen KC, where the interns, from all of the companies within KCADC are invited to attend this panel. And it's a simple young professionals panel of young professionals that are answering questions that the interns may have. So why did you move to Kansas City from Wisconsin? What kept you here? What did you do over your summer last summer when you were an intern? So those types of questions allow the interns to see that it can be done, you know, and they're hearing it firsthand. So there's a keynote speaker. This was the fourth year that we've done it. And of course hope to continue that event. It's something that I hope, Jess, that they you hear there's some benefit out of too.
Yeah, we get almost 450 in interns to participate, 450 every summer. So just in that event alone, in the last 4 years with the MyKC program, we've reached 13,000 interns in selling them on Kansas City and helping them find their sense of community.
That's amazing. I was wondering organizationally how you organize all of these interns from all these different companies to show up. If you got groups with 240 interns in businesses, I mean, a lot of businesses and a lot of companies. I mean, I'm assuming it's like an email you send out on Constant Contact or on MailChimp. You know, you get about 35% open rate if you're having a good day, and maybe 35% to 50% of the interns show up.
We have a really amazing team at KCADC that works their graphic design, marketing magic, and Angela Orr is leading that program for us for MyKC. And we go out to all of the intern orientation days of all the companies. So in about 2 weeks, we'll do about 150 presentations on Kansas City. Whether you're from here or not, you get the KC love that day at orientation. And we have you opt in to our mobile platform that gives you access to all of the MyKC information. We have a Facebook group and a LinkedIn group where we do ticket giveaways and swag bag items and Instagram takeovers. And we try to engage and have the interns from all the companies participate throughout the summer so that they are clicking through and opening our email.
This sounds fairly unique. I mean, I know competition and recruitment is tough, but you know, you guys have had internships, I'm assuming, along the journey and maybe potentially in another city. I don't remember an organization from, I interned in D.C. I don't remember whatever the D.C. Area Development Council is called, doing any kind of internship events. I mean, what Kansas City's doing is pretty cool and it's special, I think.
Absolutely. Team KC has been nationally recognized as a thought leader in talent attraction and destination marketing. Mm-hmm. So a lot of cities sell their communities, right? Team KC takes a unique approach in that it's a B2B approach. We're not helping companies find interns or how to create an intern program. We leave the experts in recruiting to do the recruiting, and we do the marketing, right? And helping them connect with the community. So Team KC, at the breadth and depth that it's doing, the intern program is certainly one of the largest in the country and one of the pioneers to launch that. We benchmark, headed to Milwaukee actually later to do best practices with that city.
Okay, look at you guys. You're not just doing all the good things, you're sharing the knowledge. You're putting your best foot forward to help other people. I like that. Thanks for joining me so far on the show. We got about 2 minutes left on this segment with Sasha, Sarah, and Jessica. Do you guys have any memories from any internships you had that you could share with us, or any kind of wisdom that you gained that maybe you'd like to share with other people that are doing internship programs, or things you should look for? I mean, ways to take advantage, anything? I figured that'd be a fun throw-in for you, since you guys work in recruiting and work with interns all the time.
You say memories of our internships, and I'm like, well, I got invited to an Indian wedding. I'm sure that's not what you're looking for.
No, I mean, that's great.
So one of the best advice, and we reach out to our previous interns for a lot of advice, too, to give our current interns, and some of the best advice I've heard is it's okay to make mistakes. And you're in your internship to make mistakes. It's almost expected. Mm-hmm. So when those happen, it's more so how you're reacting to those and how you're fixing them than the actual mistake. So that, I hope, is really reassuring for those interns that are going through the summer and have their first big hiccup or, stumble through some things. It's okay to do those. It's just more so how are you leaning on your resources to recover from them?
Mm-hmm. I would definitely agree with that as well. I think, don't wait until your exit interview to talk to the team about, some challenges that you had through the summer. Get in front of it and ask those questions in real time and probably have a much better experience.
Jessica, do you have any memories? You probably just,
I interned an unpaid internship in Chicago for a PR firm. Yeah. So my biggest piece of advice is always be networking and always ask to do more.
Yes,
because what you put into it is what you get out, and that's what got me my job at KCEDC.
There you go. Look at that. That's pretty cool.
And that keyword of yes. Yes to everything, and then figure it out.
What always happens if you guys have a great intern who's a junior, and they have another year of college left, but they really liked the organization? Do they come back for their senior year internship, or do they?
We would definitely. Yes, please.
And we help the companies stay in touch with them. Mm-hmm. Survival packets for finals week, or hey, you're getting ready to graduate, here's some KC Love swag bags.
And that's got to be tough for the interns. Maybe they go to college on the West Coast or the East Coast. They come here for Kansas City for their junior year, and then the next year they really like their experience. They're pretty much committed to Kansas City at that point if they come back for their senior year.
That's right. We're going to send them back with a Charlie Hustle t-shirt and some Garmin socks, and we expect them to sport it all over the West Coast.
And Sarah's going to tweet at them.
Tweet it out.
I love it. Really cool what you guys are doing, and we're gonna have one more segment left. I want to talk about trends in Kansas City and ways that we can grow our market even more with talent and recruiting and workforce development. You're listening to the Grill Nation show on KMBZ 980. Hello and welcome back to the Grill Nation show on 980 AM KMBZ. You connect with me on Twitter at Jason Grill and at Grill Nation Show. I'm your host, Jason Grill. I want to thank the KCADC. This has been a great show today. Jessica Palm, who's the managing director of Team KC at the KCADC. Their website is thinkkc.com. Sasha Maslenka, who is the college recruiter at Burns & McDonald, and Sarah Slocum, who is with Garmin. She is the university relations recruiting team leader there. We've been talking about the My KC program, Team KC, all the great things you guys are doing with internships, recruitment, and whatnot. Kansas City as a whole, you mentioned the unemployment is as low as it's ever been in the U.S., very low in Kansas City as well. Talk to me about some of the challenges, because, you know, we have these two great companies here, Burns & Mac and Garmin, international, national reputations. It's always a battle, though, because we're a Midwestern city, right? Like you said, mm-hmm. and we're fighting to recruit talent every day for all these job opportunities that now seem to be growing immensely in our city. I mean, you're selling Kansas City, and I find that people move to cities like California, right? Los Angeles, they don't have low taxes, right? They have culture. They have a lot of different things. You know, people will live where opportunities are and where, you know, it's cool, right? It's not always about low taxes. It's about, I want to live in New York. I want to live in DC. I want to live in LA. I'm into the politics. I'm into film. I'm into whatever. So how do we recruit those people to move to Kansas City? That's kind of my overarching question there.
Sure.
And I know it's about culture, but what are you guys doing? Like, what are your tactics that you do to recruit young talent?
Right. So I think we have a tendency to talk about low cost of living, like you mentioned, right? And that's great. Kansas City stacks up nicely in that capacity, but it's all of the intangibles outside of that.
Mm-hmm.
So diversity and inclusion is something that our community has an opportunity to really step up mm-hmm. into,
mm-hmm.
especially as we're now on a world stage of attracting talent from everywhere. And we're in the most mobile talent environment we've ever been than before. So, you know, right now, 1 in 5 people in the U.S. are contract or freelance workers. And in the next 10 years, that number in the U.S. will be up to 50%.
That's unbelievable.
Placemaking is really important mm-hmm. and selling a community and a lifestyle, because with technology, people can do their business anywhere in the world, right?
Mm-hmm.
So inclusion and having the opportunity to highlight how there's a sense of community for everyone. And Kansas City sometimes isn't the easy place to come into and understand the environment, right? It's mm-hmm. a kind of a no man's land, a city that you don't really know much about. And that's a hot topic for us mm-hmm. Within the community and something we need to be thinking about.
Mm-hmm.
Job access is another really hot topic. You can only access 18% of our jobs in Kansas City through public transit. That's a problem
mm-hmm.
because we have great talent locally that need to find and have access to those opportunities with great companies.
Let me ask you two, your campuses aren't downtown, aren't in where millennials like to live. How do you fight that? I mean, what are your tactics for that? Because as an intern, right? Okay, so I'm an intern going to work at Garmin,
mm-hmm.
And I'm from, I don't know, Boston. You mentioned you have an intern from Boston off air. And they see Olathe. I mean, so you're selling them on everything Kansas City, right?
We are.
Because a lot of those people are going to want to live. The young talent that works for companies like yours
yeah.
are very urban, right? They're very connected. They want to live, work, play, mm-hmm. mixed use. Like that's kind of the code word of the millennial generation, right?
Yeah.
How do you guys kind of work on that? Is that with KCADC, you know, with all these great events?
We definitely do. And we have, you know, we have a custom website through KCADC that highlights all the different areas that you can live in the city. They tend to, just based on my conversation, they tend to be drawn to the downtown River Market. Prairie Village is a really big area that we tend to find a lot of our millennials living in. It's, you know, about a 22-minute commute,
yeah.
You know, so they can work at Garmin and work on really cool products that fuel people's passions for fitness and outdoor and be passionate about that, but still have somewhat of an urban vibe living mm-hmm. down in the Prairie Village area. So that's part of where this relationship comes into play, is just to helping showcase all the different opportunities and lifestyles that they can have in Kansas City. So
you can also say that we have the best of all worlds, right? Because
yeah,
we have a lot
definitely.
Of traffic. You can live downtown or live in Prairie Village and then get away and then, you know, see what Olathe has to offer and all the great things happening out there with your campus. There's mm-hmm. all kinds of development happening everywhere right now.
Yeah. And we do, truthfully, you know, we do have someone in who's interning from Boston, and we do have probably at least 10 to 15 interns who've come into Kansas City from outside of the area, and they are used to public transportation and they don't have a vehicle. And Kansas City right now really is a driving city. And so we partner with other interns to kind of be their chauffeur through the summer. And we, you know, they get some quick trip gift cards and things like that. But that helps as well. And then we have a lot of cyclists who work for us. So there are a lot of people, honestly, who do bike to work every day. We are like the third, we were ranked third, in the country for being, you know, our bicycling to work. Garmin was ranked like third in the nation. So
there you go. That's a good recruiting tool.
Bicyclists. Off-road bike trails in Kansas City.
Sasha, what about you guys? I mean, you guys are located off Ward Parkway, if I'm correct, right? Okay.
Yep.
About 90th Street or
85th? Yep.
Okay.
You nailed it.
So where do you, what do you see most of your folks living? Where do they commute from or
truly
all over?
The exact same as Sarah.
Yeah.
It's down, a lot of our young professionals are downtown, maybe that plaza area, because Ward Parkway is a pretty quick jet to where we are.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a pretty high attracted place for our new hires.
You have a lot of out-of-towners too?
We
never got to your number.
About 50, so we have about 76 interns that are not from Kansas City interning with us this summer.
Amazing.
The new hires are our full-time hires, or what we're referring to. Probably fall on the same scale as that.
Mm.
So whenever they are relocating to Kansas City, we give them kind of an experience when they make a visit here to kind of explore those. It's definitely an open conversation of what's your style. Do you want to be downtown? Do you want to be not? And so making, you know, the experience when they're here, kind of highlighting the additional things.
It's so important because there's been a movement towards this in Kansas City is keeping millennials here. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, we've had a lot of CEOs on this show, or people who have maybe moved here in their 30s with their wife and a couple kids. And they talk about how easy Kansas City is compared to LA or wherever they came from. And they love it here and they never want to leave. And they're involved in the civic community. They're involved in everything. But it really truly is what you guys are doing. It's the interns, it's the college grads, the millennials that are the key, I think, to truly like making Kansas City reaching its full potential with regards as a cool and cultureful, you know, colorful city that has a lot to offer. I think it's this group of people. It's getting them to stay.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not from here, that's a fun thing to do. I actually think it's kind of gives me energy, right? You love doing it, obviously.
Yeah, no, it's fantastic. And it's really interesting. We hear a lot from companies, our interns are primarily from Kansas City. They're plugged in.
Mm-hmm.
We actually found that locals of Kansas City know the least amount about the Kansas City region. That someone new to the market has to explore. It forces them to get out and to find the things that they're passionate about and take the time to really look at Kansas City. So we spend a lot of time educating employees within organizations too about hot topics within the community, like public transportation or better KCI when that
get
was...
Get them civically involved too.
Absolutely. And in Kansas City, you know, I think... we've heard repeatedly from young professionals in particular, it's much easier to join a nonprofit board or to find that core group of friends quickly and have impact within your business and within your personal life much faster than other markets.
That's awesome. Well, I appreciate all of you guys coming in. We could talk for hours about any of this stuff. You guys have been really great. Sasha Mazleka, Sarah Slocum, and Jessica Palm from KCADC. ThinkKC.com is the website. Thanks for coming in today and congrats on all your success.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Grill Nation. We'll see you again next week. I appreciate you joining me again and we'll talk soon. Take care.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.